there comes a certain point where you both make a third stage commitment to each other, and at that point, you basically take full responsibility for opening her spiritually and sexually no matter what she says, and she takes full responsibility for responding to you in any way she does no matter what you say. So she breaks your computer because you're being an asshole. You bought into that. You agreed. You know, before that commitment is the dating, courting, feeling each other out time to see, do you trust each other that much to make that commitment? So it's a yeah, there needs to be a period of time. I don't know how long that is, though. Maybe 6 months or a year or 1 week. I don't know how long it would take you. So you go, I trust this woman's heart more than mine to reflect to me when I'm off. And she feels, I trust your heart more than mine to guide my spiritual and sexual openness deeper than I could. And when both of you are certain enough of that, I mean, it's never 100%, we're all fallible, but when you're certain she's better than you, and she's certain you're better than her, at that moment you could say, I would like to make a commitment with you that we serve each other for the rest of our lives doing this until we are no longer able to serve each other. And that's the only time that commitment is over. The commitment's not actually over, it's just clear you can't serve each other for some reason. Maybe one of you grows tremendously, the other doesn't. Maybe it just turns out that you're both better off with other people. Maybe you're together for the rest of your lives. But that commitment is to serve each other for the rest of your lives until you simply cannot serve each other. And that decision, again, is best made by your friends. Because men, the masculine partner will always want to get out too soon, and the feminine partner will always want to cling too long in general. And so it's good to have the outside friends going, you haven't given this enough time, or you've given it too much time, and it's time to move on. And then do what both, you know, like your 10 closest friends of both of you say, even if they're new friends that have just met both of you, that's fine.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.